This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Here is Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. We'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time. A little under an hour left in the show. Be here to answer all those gardening questions you have. So give us a call, 855-660-4261. We do have some calls on the line. So Nathan, who's up next?
Carol's in New York.
Carol, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you, Patrick. I had a question. I have some dahlias that I am growing in one of those grow pots.
Yep.
It's my first year ever doing it, and they did really well. And so I wanted to know what the procedure is now that it's getting cold. We had a light frost. Should I wait till the leaves turn brown before removing them? And there's still beautiful flowers and buds on the dahlias.
Yeah, so you actually, you want all the leaves and everything to start to turn brown, start to turn yellow, and die back.
Okay.
Right? We're not looking to have it, like, get hit multiple times with a frost. We're just looking for it to really just start to slow down, right? So enjoy it while you can outside.
Mm-hmm.
And then once it is, you know, been hit, it's starting to turn brown, it's dying, just cut it back. Cut all the way back. Bring it inside. Store it in a cool, dry place until the spring.
Well, I wasn't going to bring the whole pot, the grow pot, in. I was just going to take out the tubers.
Okay.
So I don't have a whole lot of space to have the pot. But what I wanted to know is when I cut it back and I take out the tubers, what do I do with the tubers? How do I keep them or overwinter them?
Okay. So what you can do then is once they've died back, like same process, when we get it to they've turned brown a little bit, what I would want you to do, cut them back and then take them out of the pot and let the tubers kind of sit in the sun for a day.
Okay.
Reason being is what it's going to do is going to dry off some of that soil, allow that soil to kind of fall off naturally, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Some people will even, when it's in that soil, take like a hose and not like a heavy, like jet stream at it, but a hose just to wash off a lot of the soil that's there.
Okay.
And then let the sun dry out the soil so the soil falls off. From there, you can bring the tubers indoors. And a lot of people, what they'll do is they'll take them, put them in like a paper bag or a Tupperware container where, you know, you don't put the lid on top of it just so it's completely covered. You could put the cover on top of it with a couple air holes on the top because you want it to be able to breathe.
Okay.
But you put it in there with some peat moss. Right, and we don't want to water it. We want the peat moss in there just to keep it going. And you'll water it lightly. And when I say lightly, it's almost like a mist.
And okay. It's not a lot. It's,
now,
go ahead.
If I put it in a paper bag, do I have to have people more still? Or
I would. It just helps the plant keep everything going in the tuber and kind of go into the dormant period.
Okay.
You know, if you have just a number of tubers, you could just put them all into the paper bag. The thing is, you want to just check them every few weeks, right? If they go into a paper bag with moisture, like from the beginning, they can slowly start to rot away.
Oh, okay.
Right? So that's why we want to kind of dry them out. And sometimes people will leave them outside for like a week, you know, just the tuber to dry out completely. So we're not really bringing in water in over the winter, right? And so that peat moss mixed in with it, you know, will pull some of the water into the peat moss area instead of into the tuber rotting it. So that's why people will use it, right?
Yeah.
But again, that's up to you on how you want to do it, how many you have. But you
can only have one plant at this point. I just was an experiment this year, and it did very well. So I want to make sure that I, you know, have the tubers and keep them and do whatever needed to be done so that I can plant them out next year.
Yeah, no, it definitely is worth it. It really is. So, you know, just make sure you have as much of the soil off of it as possible.
Okay.
All right. And probably drying outside for like a week.
Oh, probably, all right. I can do that. Yeah.
Probably the best way to do it. And then, you know, just making sure it's in a cool, dry area. Not one where it's going to freeze, right, where it's going to get, like, you know, really cold. But the temperature range should really not go below 50.
Okay, I have that.
Okay.
I have it. Yeah, the basement can. I can do that in our basement. But
okay.
I just wondered. All right. Well, thank you. And another just quick question with that: if I leave it out, you're saying for a week, what happens if it gets really cold, like 30 or something, and it?
Yeah. So that might be, you know, time to bring it in, like the garage or something for the night. And I might even just leave it out during the day, if possible.
Okay.
It's more of to use the sun as your advantage, to your advantage of helping it dry out a bit.
Okay, I can do that. And then bring it in at night. All right.
Yeah, if you look at the long-term forecast, depending upon where you are, if you're seeing, you know, below 40s at night, definitely bring those tubers in. If not, you know, just... if it's, excuse me, in the 40s or, you know, even a little bit warmer, you can leave it out overnight. It's just the plant can stay out when it's fully developed, right, because of the, you know, it has more to it. But if you leave the tuber out and it's 30 degrees, it's going to really wreck the whole tuber for next year as well.
All right.
Okay.
So I definitely will follow that procedure. Thank you so much, Patrick.
No problem, Carol. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have some more calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Lindsay's in New Hampshire.
Lindsay, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I have concerns about some four blue spruce that I planted all 25 years ago. They were nursery stock, healthy plants. They were about 4 or 5 feet, and I've been enjoying them, watching them grow. And in the last few years, I haven't looked at it very closely, but I know and I knew that some of the lower branches were starting to die. So the other day I went in seriously and I looked at them all, and I had to cut dead branches up about 4 feet on the tree. Now the trunk, the trees are healthy up top. They're glorious. They're like 25, 30 feet. I actually found some pine cones fell off them. And then I look up where they're not dead and the tips are green and seem to prosper, but as you go in towards the trunk, there are a lot of dieback. And my question to you is, I like these trees a lot, and they're starting to look shabby on the bottoms. And I go around to these neighborhoods, and these people have these beautiful blue spruce with foliage all to the ground. And the thought I had, which I learned a little while ago, was, would it help me to root feed these with lots and lots of hollytone? In other words, put a crowbar in the ground, make a hole, fill it up with hollytone. Is there anything I could do to make these, the lower part of these trees, push out? Because they get grayish, and they're up top, they start to look real healthy. But as you go up the tree, you see the foliage from the tips, a lot of die-off going towards the trunk. What could you tell me?
Well, so some of that process, to be honest, is a natural process for the tree as it focuses more on the top. Now, if you noticed, you know, more pine cones this year than most, that means there's something else going on to the tree as well. There could be an issue beyond just the lower area. So I have to take a break. I want you to hang tight because there's plenty we can talk about on this and how to make this, you kind of bring it back a little bit. The plants you already cut back, I don't know if they'll come back. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with Soil Moist Granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of Soil Moist Granules. The Soil Moist Granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's Soil Moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking in regards to a blue spruce that was having some issues in the inside of the plant, but also on the lower 4-6 feet. Now, when you went into that area, did you cut like everything back all the way to the ground?
Well, when I not to the ground, to the trunk of the tree. What I would see these lower, I would wiggle them, and if every bit is dead, I go right back and cut it flush to the tree.
To the trunk. Okay.
Trunks are now about 4. The husky, they're like 4 inches in diameter. Then the other question I have is, I go up. There's some healthy green tips, but as I go towards the trunk, there's a lot of dry off. And my question was also that was it helpful for me to go in and cut all those little dead twigs all the way to the trunk, or it makes no difference? And the question I said, this year, for the first time, I found one or two little pine cones. I've watched that every year because I take care of the lawn. And for the first time, I did see one or two pine cones, which amazed me because I never saw them before.
Okay. So, you know, my the biggest thing with it is, you know, this is a somewhat of a natural process that these plants actually do have a dieback to the trunk, but it's a bit early. So my thought is that, you know, it has to do a little bit with the drought that we've had this year, but also going back to the year prior to that. And what it's done is it's really stressed out the plants. And so the plants try to push growth to get taller, right? Their end goal is to get bigger. So they put the energy at getting taller and wider.
And so that's why you're seeing a lot of the growth on the outside there.
Yes.
The other thing that happens is when the inside of the plant doesn't get enough sun, the inside of an evergreen starts to die back, which is normal. Also, at this time of year, the inside of most evergreens does what's called fall shedding. Fall shedding is their version of dropping its leaves for the winter, right? They don't drop leaves. They really just will shed some of the needles from the inside to regrow others going forward. So some of that is all going to come back for you. What I would look to do is definitely, you know, feeding is something that is a necessity for this. But what you might have to do is look at, you know, if it's too big of a tree, having a company come in to feed it for you. You know, the deeper root system, deeper feeding is sometimes easier for a company like that because they can use the injectors and actually go throughout. So that's one thing I would look at doing as well.
Not a spray, but actually a root feeding, which they do. In other words, they put the like a holly tone or whatever in a liquid form, and they go around the base of the tree and they.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I talk to my local tree people, they seem to be only about spraying things, and I don't want to spray stuff. I have hemlock, or I have pine. I know what the needle dropping of a pine is. I'm watching it right now, and I know the needle dropping of the hemlock. They've been dropping on my roof, causing me a little problem on my drainage of some of my windows in the roof. So hemlock is done. I've been sweeping them off the porch. Pine is obvious. This condition of these trees is, you know, progressive. I kind of, like, know about it over been here for almost 30 years. I see it, and I tried to address it this year, and I get a little shocked at how dead and gray the bottoms are. And some people have these beautiful blue spruce to the ground, like you see in the picture book, and I have this grayish stuff. The tops are growing. I mean, I just have to live with it.
Unfortunately, yes, but I think if you could get somebody to do a deep feeding, even in the spring, it's going to benefit you long-term for those plants, so I would really look into it if possible. I do have to hit a break, so I apologize. I gotta go.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced Lawn Care Scientist. Here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Volusia County on the Atlantic coast of Florida faces the continued threat of flooding more than a week after Hurricane Ian ripped through the state. Governor Ron DeSantis and toured the county Friday said inland areas still have a lot of standing water that doesn't have anywhere to go. We've been delivering thousands of sandbags almost every day out to those areas to help those folks, Volusia County Emergency Manager Jim Judge said. And a mega yacht linked to billionaire Alexei Mordashov, an industrialist, has dropped anchor in Hong Kong amid efforts by the West to seize the luxury assets of Russian elites in allied ports as the war in Ukraine drags on. The Nord, a nearly 466-foot yacht that is said to be one of the world's largest, was spotted Friday in Hong Kong's waters just minutes from the central downtown district. The vessel is estimated to be worth at least $500 million, according to a yacht broker. This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have a call on the line, so I want to get into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Dick is in Maine.
Dick, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, I have three questions. One of them is the hyacinth beans. I want to save the seeds this year, and I don't know exactly how to do that as to how to dry them out and so forth. So I was looking for some help there.
Okay. So the hyacinth seeds, you're looking to overwinter so you can have them for next year.
Yes. Yeah. They're very difficult to find in the nurseries.
Okay. So what you're going to want to do is... Now, do you already have the seeds, the pods picked, or what have you done?
No, I'm waiting for advice.
Okay. All right, great.
Still on the vines.
All right. So on the hyacinth, the pod itself should be green at this point. And you're going to want to... make sure it's slow, you know, it's starting to die back just a little bit, right? And when I say die back, I mean the leaves are starting to turn, you know, tan in color or brown in color, right?
Yeah, they're sort of shriveling up now.
Exactly. So this is the time that you can actually take the hyacinth seeds off, okay?
Okay.
It's going to take a little bit of time, but there's some things to do. So we take the seed pods out, right? They turn that tan color, and they'll easily split open, and they'll have little black seeds in them.
After they're picked.
Yeah, so after you've picked it, you open it up, it'll have little black seeds in that pod.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
And now... you want to wrap these in something so they'll catch all of the seeds. so that, you know, it's not going to, like, fly out or anything. So putting it in, like, a bag and then breaking it open in the bag, right? So, okay. You know, something that, so the seeds aren't going to fly everywhere.
All right.
One thing just to think about is it doesn't always, these seeds don't always develop that same variety of hyacinth.
Oh.
Okay. It's the way the propagation is, sometimes they can revert to the qualities of the other plants that they've come from.
Oh, dear.
But it's not worth it, right? It's something that you can try out and have some success with. So what we want to do, once you've taken them out of the pod, you want to remove them from that bag, put them on like a paper towel, right? Let them dry out. Okay, so spread them out. Let them dry because there's going to be some moisture in them from being in the plant.
Yes.
So let them dry. If you want to save them for spring, once they've dried out, put them in like an envelope and store them in a cool, dry place.
Oh, okay.
Say you want to try it right away. Or if you wait, this is the same process, right? So if you were to store them and then in the spring get ready to do them, you would follow this same process if you wanted to start it today, you know, once it's dried out, okay?
Yeah.
So what you would do is you would then soak the seed in like a warm water, not like a hot water by any means, maybe like a room temperature, maybe a little bit warmer. For like 24 to 48 hours. And what that does is it brings the energy back into the plant a little bit, gets them to that next period. We wanted to dry them out because we're basically telling the plant we're starting over. When it's wet like that at first, it just doesn't do what you're looking for. So.
No.
From that point, put them out on a paper towel, okay?
Yeah.
Put the seeds all over the paper towel, and then cover it with another towel on top. Then place it in a plastic bag. And before you've put it in that plastic bag, you want to moisten the paper towel lightly. You don't want it to be, like, soaked, but you want it to be moistened.
Okay.
You put that plastic bag in the refrigerator. Okay? And you wait till those seeds start to sprout.
Okay.
It can take a couple weeks. It could take less than that, depending upon the seed. But you want them to be like 2 to 3... I'm sorry. You want them to just start sprouting, right?
Yeah.
Once that happens, then you can pot them in like seed trays. Or if you just have big pots, make sure they have 2 to 3 inches of space in between.
Yeah.
And then from there, we're looking to just get them in the sun, get them going, and started. But it's the cold stratification process is what we're looking to do, is by putting them into the refrigerator to get them kick-started. And being in a moist paper towel keeps them almost even a little bit colder and gets them through that process, but they will start to sprout.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it could take, you know, 10, 14 days. You just got to keep an eye on it, okay? But just put it in an area where it's not going to be, like, disturbed, where it's not going to be moved all the time, because you want it to just be stuck where it is. And don't put anything on top of it either. It's just got to kind of be by itself for a bit. Then you plant them up, and you can get them started for the next season.
Okay. But at the same time, I don't know what I'm going to get. And then I may get a pole bean, is that right?
Well, maybe, but it might go back to its parent plant. But it wouldn't be bad to try it out, you know? Start it, see what happens.
Right, right. But okay. I don't know exactly what I'll get, but yes, I'm going to try it. I'm going to try it.
Perfect.
And thank you. And I've got a couple of other questions.
Sure.
The camelilies that I have, they're They're several years old, and they're in big pots. And after the frost, I cut them off and put them in the cool place in the shop and then just bring them out in the spring. But they're getting so that they need to be divided and thinned out because we're getting many stalks now. And is it better to do that in the spring and then change the soil in it and fertilizer and put it to bed again for the winter, or should I do that in the spring?
So the best time to really do that is the spring.
It is? Okay.
Yep, right before you were to plant them again and plant them outside.
Okay.
That's the best time to do it because splitting them up now is just going to kind of separate the energy to both plants.
Yeah.
What it's also doing is if you bring it inside, you know, if you split it now, you're adding multiple pots and taking up more area. Whereas if you let it sit, go dormant for the winter, all the energy from the bulb is staying together. And then as it starts up in the spring, that's when you can divide them. Because then they have the full season to deal with any of the shock that it might happen with it. Or, you know, anything along those lines. So splitting in the spring or dividing them is the best time to do it, right before you plant them in the garden again. Right. Or plant them in the, you know, new pots.
Okay. And the angel trumpet bromesias that I have, the same situation, I presume that they would be done in the spring also.
Yes, and those are the type that can actually go through a cutting if you wanted to as well to get bigger plants. When my family had the nursery up in Maine, we used to grow them, and the cuttings, you could just make millions of plants very easily. But again, you know, up to you on what you want to do with it. But I would say spring is probably the best time to try and start some new plants or divide it as well.
Okay. How would I do the cuttings?
So the cuttings with it, you would look to do about 2 to 3, maybe, you know, 4 leaf nodes. And so you're looking for like 3 or 4 little junctions where leaves would be and cutting it below that. So right above the previous leaf node. So we cut from the tip. We'll count back 4 leaf nodes. On that 4th leaf node, go to the right below the right above the next leaf node above it and cut it. So you have something to put into the soil.
Yeah.
That's not a leaf node, so we're not like pushing the growth out the side there. We're just putting it into like soil. And then I would use a rooting hormone.
Yeah.
And put it in some nice new soil and go from there. Those are real easy for cuttings. I mean, we used to do hundreds of them because they were that easy to do.
I see. Well, it's encouraging. Yes. Then in the with the bromesias, in the also getting so many stalks now, I think they'd be healthier if, in fact, I could restrict it to 2 or 3 stalks.
Oh, definitely, and that's definitely going to help it as well.
Yeah.
No, I have no doubt about that. It will definitely help it.
Oh, okay. Okay. Good. And one final question is the use of potting soil in containers.
Yep.
And that I understand you shouldn't use just loam in a container, even though it's a large container. Is that correct?
Yeah, no. So it really is depending upon what you're growing in there. Now, if it is something that is inevitably meant to grow in the ground,
yeah,
maybe a little bit heavier of a mix is worth doing on the inside. But it is, if it's something that, you know, you're starting from seed or cutting, you want to start with a light a lighter soil so it can help develop the root system throughout it. Now, if it's a, you know, cutting or something, you know, from seed and you put a heavy mixture in, it's harder for the seed to separate and put down its roots. Whereas the lighter mix, it's a little bit easier for it to get out. But if you're repotting something that is inevitably going to go into the ground, you can use maybe a little bit heavier of a mix so that the plant starts to get used to the rest, you know, the outdoors and that soil, because it's inevitably going to go into a heavy soil, so you want it to be ready for it.
Right, right. So, in for instance, in cucumbers, that...
So the cucumber, I would start in a light mix if you're starting by seed. Because of the fact that we want the roots to develop inside, you're probably going to need to repot it almost one more time before the end. So that's when you can move to the heavier mix. I have to hit a break. If you have some more questions, hang tight. If not, we will be right back.
That's everything, and I thank you very much.
Thank you.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Bayer Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites, bring the products directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction, and soon die.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Do you have the level of health and energy you desire? The Western world's oldest superfood supports energy, mood, elimination of cravings for junk foods or sweets, elimination of pain, detoxification, immunity, muscle building, fat loss, and even has anti-cancer properties. The oldest superfood is cold-sterilized whey protein from grass-pastured cows. Unlike heat-sterilized whey protein powder, cold-sterilized is easy to digest, and for most dairy-intolerant people, they digest it fine. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold-sterilized whey protein powder on the market. Green Meadow Whey is imbued with a life-giving energy that most people can feel in the form of improved energy and mood for 6 or more hours at a time. Unheated whey is nature's most powerful support for glutathione production, so essential to the health of every cell of your body. Let Green Meadow Whey erase your fatigue, fortify your immune system, support your detoxification, support your fat loss and lean muscle development, and lift you to new levels of health. To learn more or order, go to bestwhayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're going to go right to the lines to try and get some questions answered. Nathan, who's up next?
Gail's in Fisher Island, New York.
Gail, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick. I had a question about grubs in vegetable garden. So
growing
up beds for our community garden yesterday with compost, and I noticed there were a lot of grubs, and I was trying to squish as many as possible. Also, there was grubs in what we had planted this year. I don't know whether Dialex is something that's safe to use, but what you ingest.
So the Dialex is something that it's a synthetic. It's not a organic way, so it might not be the best to do in the like a community garden like that. You might want to look at doing something like, there's a product out there called Grub Gone from Natural Alternative.
Grub Gone
is organic, so it might be a better way to do it, for the future of that bed. So you're not putting something synthetic in there.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't want to use something synthetic. And one more question about the compost. We were we're filling up additional beds with compost from the compost station, but it's next year's compost. It's not fully broken down. It's pretty chunky. Is there anything we can do to get it to accelerate quicker for next year? I was top dressing some of the beds with compost that was already broken down, but is there anything we can do to accelerate the breakdown?
Yeah, so there is a product called Compost Accelerator.
Mm-hmm.
And what that does is if it's in the compost, it will actually help break it down and start it up, heat it up a little bit so that there's more composting going on during the process. So I would look at using that.
Okay.
And that this is actually a good time to do that this time of year. So it's definitely worth trying out.
Okay. It's something I can get online.
Yeah. So you can purchase it right from, it's an Espoma product. So
okay.
That's something that you could get at like a local garden center as well.
Oh, garden center. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. We got one more. We're going to do it. Nathan, who's up next?
Carmel is in Connecticut.
Carmel, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
I'm Patrick. I have a Rieger begonia and an annual hibiscus, both in pots.
Yep.
They've been outdoors all summer. I like to winter over. Can I do that?
Definitely. And, you know, what I want you to be doing is taking a look at the weather. And, you know, down in where you are in Connecticut, might be a little bit warmer, just a touch warmer than we are. But if you're starting to see temperatures, you know, really dip below 40 overnight, you need to bring them in for both of these plants. And you can do the same for both of them, okay?
Okay.
So they don't really like to get too cold. Like that hibiscus might actually be better off just coming in now with temperatures of 50, below 50 at night, because it is more of a tropical type plant. So I'd bring those in sooner rather than later. Keep them in a south-facing window. Let them kind of do their thing for the winter. Like the begonia, you kind of just let, you know, slow down a little bit. You don't need to water like heavily, but you don't want it to dry out completely. But you want both these plants to have a dormancy period during the winter months. You don't want to feed them during this time frame because, again, you want them to have a dormant period. So all of December, January, and February is a slower month for them. So less watering, no fertilizer, and just kind of letting them go. A self-facing window is probably the best for you. Just keep them out of a draft. So if the window has a light draft, maybe do what you can to take that off so that the draft's not coming through. And also at the same time, don't put it next to a heater. If it's right next to a heater, sometimes that it's just going to go up and down temperature-wise, and it could affect the long term of it. So that's something I would keep in mind, and you can definitely do it.
Okay, so like a basement near a window?
Yeah, that would be fine,
okay.
Too.
Okay?
Okay,
great. Thank
All
you.
Right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, that's going to do it this for today. I want to say a very upcoming happy birthday to my oldest daughter, Katie. She's turning 7 on Tuesday. I am surprised. I can't believe how quick it went. Anyways, happy birthday. I love you. Be good to each other and get out there and plant something. We'll be back next week.
What is the ultimate survival food? If you are a prepper, then you know that the most important storage food is protein. Not just any protein, but a complete protein that supplies all 20 amino acids in their renatured and usable state. Renatured protein will be broken down into the 20 amino acids. These 20 amino acids will support muscle tissue repair, immunity, and the repair and proper functioning of every organ and tissue of your body. Carbohydrates and fats cannot do that. Stored pre-made meals, while convenient, are also already cooked and therefore denatured. The Max Planck Institute states that 50% of the amino acids making up a protein cooked to normal cooking temperatures are destroyed and therefore toxic to the liver, kidneys, and body. For the ultimate in non-denatured and virtually 100% assemblable protein that stores for decades at a time, consider getting Green Meadow Whey. The protein in Green Meadow Whey will support your energy, mood, strength, glutathione production, immunity, repair, and more. To learn more, go to bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.